This is Open Mic Live. Let's go! Welcome to this week's episode. We have a very special guest coming. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the final episode of Season 1 of Open Mic Live. Even saying these words feels honestly unreal. Thank you so much for the support, thank you to our guests, and thank you to the world of knowledge that was shared in these interviews. For me, it was a completely transformative experience and a very sweet time of my life. Having this podcast brings a completely new color palette to my body of work, and I'm proud of the work done so far and so excited for what is to come. On this week's episode, Hake and I are interviewing each other and reminiscing about Season 1. Towards the end of the episode, we share a very exciting piece of news about the future of the podcast. Truly a milestone that I did not even dare to dream of in the beginning of the project, let alone Season 1. To everyone who is celebrating tomorrow, Happy Easter. For now, enjoy the episode, happy listening, and see you in Season 2 of Open Mic Live.
Hike on the mic.
Hi, Hike.
Hello there, Stojana. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm super excited, a little bit emotional.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Well, today is our final episode of the first season of Open Mic Life.
Yeah, but you don't have to be emotional about that. You know, the famous saying, one door closes, another opens, right? So let's close season one and talk about season two.
Perfect. Great. I'm so happy. I'm very proud of what we've done here.
Yeah, me too. A primer.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, if it's not so... Initially, we didn't do this for money or the fame, I guess. It was also just because we felt compelled about our network and our maybe also our perspective and knowledge about certain things, and we felt compelled to share it, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I enjoyed it, like I mentioned before. These recordings are just a moment of, you know, of joy and kind of zooming out your daily chores and yeah, I mean I would love to continue doing it, right?
Me too. And it's been, before we talk about the future, I want to take a moment and thank each and every person who listened to us, who supported us, our amazing guests. Like I was thinking before, you know, if you put all of them together in one room, how amazing it would be. And I hope in the future we can do something like this. But the people that we have had on this season, each individually was so interesting and so kind to be part of a pilot project that they haven't, you know, seen what it's going to become. So It has really been an honor to interview each and every one of them.
Yeah, and we are not interviewing anyone today, right? So I think it's a bit more of a reflection of, let's say, how that pilot went. Mm-hmm. Technically, we're interviewing each other today.
Yes, we are.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're on the seats, Stojana. Maybe some reflections on. You know, what did these recordings mean to you, actually? How did you look at them, and did they change something about how you approach things, how you also decided to transition or change certain things, perhaps even related to the podcast itself, right? Not any mm-hmm. not necessarily about other things in your life.
Yeah. Definitely. So I think the first thing that I learned is how it feels to actually do a passion project, because it was something I was so passionate about, and You know, in the beginning, how long it was taking, because also one thing to mention is that we were doing everything alone. So we didn't have editors or anything like this. So we each edited our interviews and all of that. So in the beginning, of course, it was a huge learning curve, but I would sit down and for 8 hours straight, I would work on this and not feel the time go by. And I think this is when you know that you're working with passion on something. So this was a first in that way specifically. And another thing I learned that I thought about recently is people say yes much more easy, like much faster to fun things.
Of course, absolutely. Even if it's not certain if it will be fun, if there is a small chance for there to be fun, people are much more susceptible to listening to your offer or to listening to what you might suggest.
And I want to ask you now something. What was the way you imagined it during the first season, and what surprised you?
To be honest, the way I imagined in the first season was that we would kind of have a game plan laid out and really know already, maybe not from the get-go, but maybe from the second episode already, like, how it's gonna go, what the stories are gonna be about, who is gonna star, and let's be honest, we didn't plan everyone that eventually
We
started in an
tried,
episode to
we
be there.
tried.
So my expectations were not necessarily, we were very pivotal. We were very kind of adapting to what comes at us. And in a way, I actually enjoyed that much better because it allowed us to really kind of let the reflection sink in, let the feedback from our peers and our listeners sink in. And make sure we can instantly apply that to the next episode.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. This was really exactly what you said, that we were pivotal and agile in this. And I thought that I would actually get more stressed when we don't have something specifically planned out. But actually, it was even more of a rush when it finally worked out, you know?
True. So, fire back question at you. What is the one thing, if you had to choose one thing, that we did not get to do, which we maybe not publicly, but which we kind of, or in this case, you kind of set out or planned out to do for the podcast?
One thing, and that's actually what I was going to talk to you about in what I'm looking forward to in the next season, that I thought we would do but didn't do, is to do interviews together. I thought that we would do this, but I think in the way that it was set up for the first season, we did the best we could. And I think it's a really nice next step to do.
I believe that as well because let's say the first season was us kind of practicing being a good moderator in this case. We can really make it a goal to record together an interview. It's just it requires a lot of more coordination and coordination costs. If there are two interviewers and we kind of discussed that we don't want to kind of overwhelm a guest, especially if it's one guest and there are two interviewers, that might be a bit too overwhelming. Just like on a job, on a difficult to get job or so to say. So on my end, I would love to do that, but I would love to make it a bit bigger even if we're gonna go through the coordination of having you and me as an interviewer. Let's make it an evenly matched one. So let's have two guests.
That's a very good point. That's a very good, cool idea. And to also incorporate a little bit of this panel discussion. So this would be, and I think it's going to be a challenge for us, as you know, in terms of organization, because we both work, we both have our normal lives. And I
Yeah.
think, but it's going to be a challenge and it's going to be great. And I think it's definitely going to bring it to the next level.
Now, especially that what you say about really arranging all of that, and to be honest, in a way, I feel like if we would make it a panel, we would have to even take stronger stances on topics, right? Especially if we want to make it this. Well, we shouldn't take the stance, but we should kind of introduce these stances on the go. A lot of things we won't be able to prepare. Let's say, how would one guest respond to another guest, or how would they respond to a given, a given situation, a given hypothesis, or name it. And then we have to really kind of continue on that thought. So it will be much more challenging, but I believe that it would also make it a bit more, much more natural, the conversations. It will be less of a rapid Q&A type of session, but more of a conversation and a discussion. So I believe that would be a great value add to season two.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Let's talk still a little bit more about season one. What
Okay.
was your favorite part of season one?
Ooh. Well, I think the surprise, there were a bunch of surprises, obviously, one being your soon and pretty soon wedding. Well, soon, couple of months. You already told me when it's gonna happen. I'm not gonna say anything, no worries, in case some of our listeners are not invited. But yeah, that was like the spontaneous things. The info that came from our guests, some things I anticipated, some information or perspectives I anticipated to be a bit different, but they were actually illuminating, so to say. And my favorite, my all-time favorite. Well, I really liked Philip Payment's episode. I really liked that there were some trivia information about our past in there, which makes it much more relatable. I must say, not all the questions that I asked in the Hike on the Mic session always got answered. Let's say if I would ask them directly myself, I would probably hammer a bit more on these topics, and probably risk forcing certain answers from our guests that are that they maybe are not initially willing to answer. But that's something perhaps I should work on. Make sure that my answers are really concise and really to the my questions are really concise and really to the point, that you cannot beat around the bush. And that's something I will be looking for doing in season two.
Nice.
Sorry, season one, you said, well, favorite
No,
moments.
that
I
makes
can't really
sense.
rule out one specifically,
Yeah,
right?
but
There are
that's a
just two
great
parts.
answer. That's a great
What
answer,
about
honestly.
yours? What was your favorite interview to give? And what was your favorite interview to listen?
So I think in terms of moments, I definitely loved exactly the spontaneous ones. And we were lucky that so many different things happened during this time of life. And I think
No.
it's wonderful to have this recorded and to have this sort of as a time capsule. I think it's super cool. The fact what we were talking about before, that we had this time where you are taken out of your daily routine and you just step into this role, was so
Yeah.
precious and sometimes so needed during, you don't know what everybody's going through every day. So I think this was awesome. During the interviews, one thing that I noticed, and it was really interesting because I noticed it with people that I knew from before and also with people who I met literally during the interview. I saw, and I've seen it with you too, I saw like at a certain point, you ask a question that really you see the spark in the person's eyes. They're like, "Oh, really? We can talk about that? Okay, let's go." I saw it almost always, and sometimes it was kind of at some point I was already looking for this, so thinking, "Okay, how can I get to the point to spark them?" And also it was cool to see how people are passionate about what they do. And I have zero doubts that we had the perfect group of interviewees for this first season. And this is something that I think is great. We did really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of favorite interviews, I loved each and every one. I cannot pick one. It was an amazing experience also to listen to you interview Martin, and
yeah,
it was cool to for you to take this place in the podcast and to see how this will go. It was cool.
Are you ready for more? Is the question.
Yes, I'm ready for more. And
nice.
This is what I was going to say, that it was an interesting feeling to release control in that kind of a way. So
yes.
I'm sure you'll be even more involved in the second season. So
give the control to a wild dog and see what happens, huh?
Let's all go that far.
No, okay. I remember you were worried about it, but at the end, I must say, I think it went smooth sailing.
Yes, and Martin was such a great addition to our, you know, colorful palette of interviewees. And again,
yeah.
I want to see everybody in one room and see them interact. So this is super
You know,
cool.
He keeps referring to, hey, when are we going to do a second episode? So just
that will be so
for
nice.
Your info, he also really enjoyed it, and I assume the rest of the guests as well.
Yeah. This is a very good point that you're bringing up, because I asked everybody, you know, what they thought, how we can improve, if they had a good time. And honestly, people really enjoyed exactly what we were trying to facilitate, which is an open and honest and interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm. True that.
Yeah.
So I think, have we reached the point where we're going to discuss where we're going with this, you know, what we're doing, what, yes, it's a time capsule. Where will the time capsule go next, and where can we access it also?
Oh.
am I moving too fast or?
No. Okay. We do have an announcement, but I want to still talk a little bit more before we give our announcement. And this is really a huge step that I didn't even dare to dream about when we had this idea for this to already happen after the first season, but we're not there yet in our conversation.
Correct.
I want to ask you, and I'll tell you about one, tell me one, I don't want to say goal, one dream that you have for season two.
Want me to be honest? Get paid. So monetizing all of this, right? And I feel like we should maybe even star a guest that can help us answer this.
All right. That's interesting. So you have somebody in mind that, you know, has experience in this or what?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I actually do.
You do? All right.
Yeah, it's just I didn't check in with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, maybe I can already say who it is. So
don't
this
say
is
it.
Someone. No? Okay. I will keep it for now. But yeah, actually, I do, and she has experience in monetizing it. She has experience in also kind of directing a huge other podcast. That's all.
That's really interesting, and I'm sure that also content-wise, it will be interesting to if it be so. Basically, if it's monetized, it means it becomes a job and a profession, and in that way, you know, you have to.
Would you call us professionals?
But I'm saying that if you, as a next step, it could become, because this is what monetizing it essentially.
No, absolutely.
Means.
So for me, it's not to earn my main salary or income with this, but it's more of like, hey, look, there is enough value that we generate that could be converted into you know, financial or monetary value for us.
Yeah.
Just so that we can feel like, hey, this is a good
product.
Indicator. Yeah, product and indicator that our product is actually doing well.
Yeah. And I think this is cool that you mentioned it, because sometimes, there is controversy around something being monetized from being, as we said, a passion project, basically that you're losing or you're giving up your initial idealism or anything like that. And I don't agree with that, because as you said, it brings more value to what you do. And I think there is nothing wrong in
So the biggest how do you say time waster of mine, or the biggest thing that I, it's not the biggest time waster, but it's biggest thing that I do, which I enjoy. It unwinds me or sometimes stresses me out, is play FIFA. I'll just give you an example, right? And I would do it every time I finish work, or if I had a long day or a long week, I would come home, play a couple of rounds online, FIFA Ultimate Team, and bomb. So if I could do that while also earning money, I would love it even better, right? So that's basically what I mean to say by monetizing. I would still play FIFA if I don't earn money, even if I technically I lose money playing it, because I sometimes I spend like 2 hours on that console, and then I realize, fuck, in these 2 hours I could have I don't know, researched something or prepared something for tomorrow, etc. But I need that. It's essential, and I feel like by this moment I also need these moments of zooming out of my daily operations and kind of looking into someone else's life, right? And interviewing that person, etc. So I would still do it, obviously, if we don't make money, but if we can find out a way, and why not dedicate a whole episode to it,
Nice. It's a very good point.
monetizing it, yeah. Then we can learn how to do it, and we can pass that knowledge, pass those lessons on to our listeners as well.
I love that. That's very nice. Okay, let's see if we can make that dream come true.
What about your dream
My
for the next
dream
season?
is for the next season is, as I said this before, I want to do more with more guests at the same time, also both of us interviewing it, and I would love to travel to different places to interview our guests in their natural habitat, into seeing what they do, because I think a person can really show you what they're doing and their passion when you observe them doing it. Because the way I chose some of our guests was by observing what they do and thinking that this is very interesting. I want them to talk about this on the podcast. So I really hope that we can maybe spend more time in person with our guests next year, next
Yeah,
season.
I mean, that sounds really good. What instantly kind of rings a bell with me is like, hey, if we're gonna do that, is our podcast at some point gonna convert into video content as well? As something we discussed before, and maybe we have that. Well, probably it's not gonna be for season two, but maybe we could consider it, and otherwise we could save it for the season that follows.
100%. I think that's a good way forward. I mean, we're very beautiful people. People just deserve to see us.
I agree. I definitely agree, especially speaking about myself. Ha ha. Well,
And
since we're at it,
humble,
right?
humble.
Oh no, forget it. I was the one who said to Kendrick Lamar, "No bitch, you sit down and be humble, because nobody's gonna say that." No, I respect the man. He's one of my favorite rappers, by the way. But yeah, no, I'm not humble. I think I mentioned that somewhere before.
I'm sure you
At least I
did.
had a bit
I'm
more
sure you did.
humility. Yeah, no, it's a fair disclosure, right? It's who I am, and you'll know anyone who gets to meet me within the first 10 to 20 minutes, they instantly know a bit about my character. I wouldn't say I'm arrogant. It's just like, hey, I know what I know and I know what I don't. And if I don't know something, I am very eager to learn about it. So I ask questions. Perhaps that's the only humility side of me, so to say. But yeah, I don't
And
know
that's
why I
why
just said
you're a great host.
that. Thank you. Yes. Thank you about to hear that. I actually really enjoy taking that role. And yeah, like I said, I'm really eager to do more.
Perfect.
On that note, do you think it's time to announce? Because I feel like we need to announce this. It's like
It's
it's in
time.
the it's like yeah. So, and I think you should do it because I'm not gonna take credit for it.
I think the podcast as it
Speaking
is,
about me.
is so this means a lot.
Yes.
No, but I think that it wouldn't be happening if the podcast that we do together and what we do together isn't as good as it is. So I'm very, very happy and excited and honored to announce that from next season, our podcast will be hosted on RTL Plus.
Yeah. Oh, wait, RTL Plus? What's RTL Plus?
RTL Plus, it's where the podcasts are hosted online. So it's an online platform
Yeah.
of
Hosted
RTL.
by RTL.
Yes, exactly.
Amazing. So we are technically gonna be published, sort of,
Yes,
right?
exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
Awesome. Amazing. Well, we spoke about monetizing, right? Obviously, let's not how do you say, there's this saying, right? Let's not take the hand where a finger is offered. But I think we can also have a look at how this is going to work with being published in different platforms. Obviously, we are being starred on Spotify. One of my friends said, like, hey, I'm not going to pay, like, I don't know, the subscription amount for Spotify and everything. I'm like, you can still listen to it. You just get extra advertisements, but whatever. But what his point was, like, hey, I'm not on all the platforms. I have specific platforms, being Apple Music or YouTube or name it. How are you going to make this much more accessible to me? Well, once we are on RTL, you don't get to complain, bitch. You can filter that word out, but doesn't matter. So yeah, I think this is a great, great
Yes, I'm
first
very
step
excited.
at becoming really like at be becoming much more public. And
Yes.
do we kind of give some credits here to our guest and friend Martin Johnson, obviously, because right,
Yes,
I'm
we
assuming
don't
it's not
only
a
give
coincidence.
credits, we don't even give credits. We want to thank him for giving us this
Yes.
opportunity and giving us this platform because obviously without him it wouldn't have been possible. And I think it's a great way to round up the theme of mentors because he's really somebody who acts as a mentor in this podcast,
Yeah.
trusting in our product and really helping us get to the next level.
Exactly. Well, it's also kind of what I meant, that we kind of got to implement a lot of, information and insights that we got from on the go, so to say, right? And obviously Martin was a great help in that. The theme, something you mentioned just now, right? So mentors and that's season one. Have we thought about the theme for season two?
We have, but we are going to talk about this in the first episode of season two.
Oh my God, why am I rushing things, Sam? I guess it's very visible that I'm very excited about this, and
And before we jump to that, I want to finish this episode by thanking you for trusting in the project, for being my co-host, for spending all of this time together. It was really amazing.
I would have done it even if we were not doing the episode, right? Like, I feel like we had less calls than normally, by the way, because I feel like our calls are a bit more structured and planned and, hey, shoot up a meeting in my calendars type of calls than what we normally used to, like, send a random call and be like, hey, how are you doing, etc. So yeah, but in a way, it gave much more consistency and structure to our time together, to our conversations. My gratitude extends to you and to our guests, but also very important to our listeners. I'm kind of hoping in a way to kind of include them in it, in a way, in a life way or something like that. That's something we will have a look at for the following seasons. This has been a very enriching and educative experience for me.
So, congratulations to Open Mic Life in general for a successful first season and on to season two. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week on Open Mic Life.